about the back of his head.
They just looked up.
What is your name, sir?
I'm Lee Delger, 03401.
Okay, just hold on, let's see who's with us.
That's me also.
Okay, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing, sir.
Yes, indeed, I will do it. It takes me longer than most people to write my name out, seeing it's such a long name. Okay, Mr. Belcher, can you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
My name is Simon Lee Belcher. My ABC number is 034015.
All right, thank you, sir. Good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form to tell you about this hearing. I see you signed your form on October 12th, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, and that form listed your hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. I don't see a lawyer with you. Are you representing yourself today?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board, whose board members conducting this hearing. And if you look on the video screen, way down at the other end of the bench for me is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Right in the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones. My name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chairman for your hearing today. Also with us here is Mr. Osborne, a community corrections officer with Department of Corrections. He's representing the department and your parole officer today. All right. So before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. This hearing will be conducted in two phases, Mr. Belcher. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. And phase two is to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Belcher, I'm going to read this allegation from your warrant. And after I read it, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay? And then the board will make a determination as to whether you violated your conditions of supervision. So, we'll start phase one of the hearing with the only allegation under warrant, and it says that Mr. Belcher has violated the conditions of supervision and has lapsed or probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company by violating condition number 3, demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 7631 East Apple Tree Drive in Tucson on or about August 11, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were then unknown, and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Belcher, is that true or false?
That's true. Was it an explanation?
Well, and you'll be able to tell us all you want us to know in phase two of the hearing. So let me just get us past phase one. And to do that, I'm going to say I am going to move to find Mr. Belcher delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. Mr. Belcher, hold on 1 second. I have some boxes to check here on this paperwork. All right, so now we'll move on to phase two of your hearing, Mr. Belcher, and to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. Before we go too far here, let's have Mr. Osborne give us like a quick summary of your case and your supervision. And so just hang on the line there, sir. We'll be right back with you in a moment. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Belcher was released from DOC custody on May 30th, 2017. He was arrested on September 23rd of 2017 by the Tucson Police Department on a secondor status and is returned back to our custody on September 25th of 2017 with 43 abscond days with a community supervision end date of March 8th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, shoplifting, 3 years. Prior convictions, 1975, theft, 25 years. 1975 burglary, second degree, 10 years. 1988, burglary, third degree, 9 years. 1999, theft and use of transportation, 3 years. In 2007, narcotic drug violation, 6 months. He's had 4 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is a SCG name information note that he is a debriefed mau-mau. Prior term to supervision, 1995, home arrest, reverted to parole, 3 months, 13 days. 1996, paroled to Gonder, 2 months, 24 days, revoked. 1997, earned release completion, 5 months. 2002, TIS absconded, 2 months, 24 days, revoked. In 2007, TIS absconded, 23 days, returned to custody and reached CSED. He has a significant and lengthy disciplinary history with threats, multiple threats to staff, assaults, possession of manufacturing weapons, stealing, and possession of narcotics noted. Other arrests, 1972, marijuana violation, he is the unknown. And he has a community risk score of G5-V6.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Mr. Belcher, it looks like when you were released, you were approved to go to 7631 East Apple Tree Drive in Tucson. Who is it that lives there?
That was a friend. I was originally approved for such a trial, but I got released. They told me it was full, so I had my friend to sponsor me as full. They granted it, so they didn't leave there. He gave me a job, and I stayed there.
Okay, so you were staying at East Apple Tree Drive then?
Yes.
Okay, did you stay there the whole time?
Yes, but see, what happened, I made a miscalculation of my timing. My early quit release date was August 14th, and I thought that was the end of my sentence. That's why I stopped reporting. I thought that was it, and I stopped. Right, it wasn't going to be possible or anything like that. I was abiding by my condition and everything, but when I got to August 14th, I'm thinking of getting back to a final golden goal. Once I made so much time in prison, this was my 103rd day, I thought that was in my sentence. But maybe she can clarify for me, so I made that choice.
Yeah, things change with truth and sentencing.
Yes, I see that.
Yeah. All right. Understood. What says you have worked some as a construction laborer? Is that right?
Yes, I'm working with partial booms, doing construction work.
Okay. All right. And it also looks like you were every now and then dropping a UA with task, and it looks like you had one on June 21st that was positive for THC or marijuana.
Yes.
And what happened with that? Why were you using that?
I didn't answer. My sister came down from California, and I sent the joint.
Okay. All right. And then it's also, it looks like you failed to provide specimens on July 27th and again on August 10th. What was the reason you didn't provide them?
Right, because I was looking for them to get off. So I was going to leave them in California on my own earned release date. I was going to even report it, you know. Because they just told me that now that I was home, I stopped even making transfers after that.
Well, sir, it looks like your the first time you were called for testing was before what you believe was your earned release date. It was in July 27th, so you were still on supervision at that point.
Yes, I had 1 month to go. That's why I was going to report that last time. And that was the end.
But you failed to show, according to our records.
I didn't show up for it. You know, I showed up in my hearing.
Right. But one of your conditions of supervision is that you provide your own specimens when your parole officer directs you.
Yes.
Okay, so why didn't you on July 27th when you were still on parole?
I thought, why should I do anything else now?
Okay, that makes sense. Hold on one second, Mr. Osborne has some information for us.
Yes, ma'am, I'd also like to point out that during one's initial intake, when you're getting out of prison or reporting to parole office, you're going to the initial intake, you're given all your referrals, and you're advised of your inmate.
Right.
But thank you, Matthew.
I was trying to quickly look on this.
Yes, Ms. Lee, she just clarified all that for me. I was under the impression that people that paroled Jacob from May until January, it would end August 14th. Because that was my early meeting, and I thought we took the time that I gave the DOC to the calculation, we might have been doing it for 5 months, that would be 36 months. And we paroled for 3 months, we're all the way to 39, so I'm already over my sentence.
All right.
I just stopped.
All right. Well,
then, but I realize that I'm wrong. Now, so where did you tell me I had to make some kind of possibility? I made a bad choice.
Right. Yeah. Things have changed a little bit. So.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Welch, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Does anyone have a question? All right. So, Mr. Welch, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I want to make sure you have the opportunity to make one more final statement of whatever you'd like to tell the board. So if you could do that without repeating things you've already told us, we'd appreciate that. What else would you like the board to know?
That's all I can say.
Okay.
I'm going to submit the consequences.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Now the board is going to go into discussion and make a determination on your case. We don't discuss things except right here in this room right now, so we haven't discussed it before this. But you're welcome. We do all our discussion in public under the open meeting law, so you're welcome to stay right there and listen to it. But if you just ring in on the phone there and remain silent, we'll be right back with you after we have made a determination. Okay, Mr. Welcher?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. The board's now in discussion. This is a case of a man who claims that he certainly has convictions under the old code and could have been thinking possibly that his sentence end date was August of 17. Although, and as Mr. Osborne points out, he is told he's given the correct date when he signs his paperwork. He is an individual who has job skills. Yes, he's a construction worker, and there's certainly good demand for that. It looks like he, on the positive side, had participated in some gang activity, but has now moved beyond that. And good for him. That's a good thing. It looks like he has had used THC while he was on community supervision. That's not a good thing. And he seems to have a pattern or difficulty with being on community supervision because he has some absconds back from, I didn't quite get all the dates, looks like one in 07, one sometime before that, and another one in 95. He was on, 96, he was on parole and he absconded and was revoked. And then, of course, we have the case right now where he had absconded for 43 days. He says unknowingly he was mistaken. I'm also concerned about the disciplinary history in prison, although often as people get older, they start to mature and realize they don't want to be just fighting their whole lives. So he may have turned that around a little bit. We don't know. But I am just based on the number of times that he's been on community supervision and absconded, I am not seeing him as a good candidate. He doesn't have too much longer on his sentence, only maybe 4 or 5 months left on his sentence. And I'm thinking the best place for him to finish that would be while incarcerated, and that way when he's released, he wouldn't have any sort of supervision at all to worry about. And there wouldn't be any confusion about when this release date is. So,
great.
Any other discussion? All right, thank you. Now I'm going to move based on the points in warrant number 2017W3267, information provided by the Department of Corrections, our discussion with Mr. Belcher, in which he indicated that he had used marijuana while on community supervision, that he had absconded, although he says he claims he did not realize. And Mr. Offhorn has explained that he was told the correct date. Based on those things, though, he had absconded. We don't know where he was for the 43 days, what he was doing. I am going to move to revoke his community supervision, as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agree.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Belcher, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, and you'll be released from the department on or about March 18th of this coming year, so just about 5 months or so. And the good thing about it is, you will not have a parole officer at that point. You won't have to worry about calling him and going and dropping him away or anything. You'll be on your own. So thank you, sir. All right, thanks so much. This hearing is concluded.